This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap.
Is that Andrew Cuomo singing?
Town blue.
I'm not sure if it is or not. New York, New York. I think it's Frank Sinatra. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy. And along with my buddy Big Ed Davis, thank you for joining us on this Friday, March the 5th already. Wow. So, Ed, why did you want to play Frank Sinatra singing New York, New York? Are you just thinking about... are you having loving thoughts about Andrew Cuomo, or what's going on?
Somebody's got to talk about New York, New York. Let me say, 99% of the media is not.
Well, they're starting to. You have to admit it. I'm seeing more and more now. They're finally giving in, and that wall is coming down, that wall of protection that Andrew Cuomo had built up. Apparently, the Emmy is no longer working. It doesn't sound good for him. One way or the other, he's not going to serve another term.
Interview last night with one of his accusers definitely did not help him.
No. And when your own party is piling on, you know you're in big trouble. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. That's one of the things going on right now. We're going to be talking in a few minutes with David Ditch of the Heritage Foundation, and we're going to talk about his five reasons why we should avoid another big COVID package from the government. You know that they were reading that thing until about 2 in the morning, word for word? Schumer tried to get them to stop. The Republicans wanted to read it, and I'm glad they did, because now we can see the ridiculousness of this package.
600 pages.
This package is in no... They don't care about people and their virus problems.
Yeah.
They were packing everything into that bill that had nothing to do with helping people with COVID or helping people survive during COVID. It's really very, very wrong, and I'm glad that they read it. Anyway, so we'll talk with David in just a few minutes. And now Amazon, you know, you go to Amazon and their book list, and, you know, everyone's using Amazon. Amazon is censoring conservative authors from its book list. Clarence Thomas's book, a black conservative Supreme Court justice, has been censored. And we're going to talk about the continued muzzling of free speech on the right and other things with the proprietor of the Barber Poll, Andrew Cuomo. I want to hear what Andrew Cuomo, what am I talking about?
Thank God.
Whoa. Andrew Ceraci, I almost fell out of my chair again. Why do you hotwire this chair? That's another thing I got to ask. I'm going to tell Lola about you.
Actually, I've got a button right here.
You're wanting to eject. My God, there's nowhere to go if you eject me straight up. You remember the Goldfinger movie?
Yeah.
Remember they had that ejection seat in his Aston Martin? I loved it. Anyway, we are going to be talking with the proprietor of the Barber Poll. He might be related, but it's Andrew Ceraci that we're going to talk to. We'll also talk to Andrew about Andrew, okay? Andrew Cuomo. And when will the mainstream and the mainstream media acknowledge that there really is something wrong with Joe Biden's mental acuity? I mean, now you can no longer dodge that question. It's going to come out one way or the other. And They keep hiding him. He won't take any questions, right? Has he held a press conference since he took office? No, I don't believe he has. So we're going to have a discussion about that. And in our ultimate top 10, Billboard's top 10 best songs in 2020. I want to find out if Ed knows what the number one song in 2020 was. We'll find out. By the way, Freedom Works, we are sponsored in part by Andrew Cuomo's mess. I just put that in. Andrew Cuomo's mess. You know, maybe Andrew Cuomo's a good barber. I mean, they're both Italian, Andrew Ceresi and Andrew Cuomo. And when he gets kicked out of the governor's chair in Albany, he might be able to go into the haircutting business. Anyway, we're sponsored by Andrew's Master Barbershop. It's in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. But you got to call for your appointment. It's 727-733-3773. And they're open Tuesday through Saturday. You want to get your Andrew Cuomo resignation haircut. You got to be ready for that, right? You got to look nice. 727-733-3773. Oh, also, don't forget those two people that do that show just before me. Good Morning Clearwater, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. here on the Tantalk Radio Network, Paul and Tracy Allen. They're such a nice couple, by the way. They're not just good at doing the show. They're a genuinely nice couple. I think it's very nice of me to let them into my studio to do the show. You know, the studio is named after me now after all these years. But anyway, Good Morning Clearwater, 8 to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday. All right, we got a lot of things going on. Let us see. They got this bill, H.R. 1. Do you know about that thing? They say that it will help stop the vote suppression of minorities. The truth is, H.R. 1 would allow continuing harvesting of votes and allowing people to go to different precincts other than their own to vote. Can you imagine the chaos if people were going along? You know, I have this visual image when people are harvesting votes of a truck pulling up to your house. You've got a big basket, and in the basket, he's got all these ballots from your neighborhood, and he's coming to pick up your ballot, you know, to take to the precinct. Ballot harvesting, just think about it, how if somebody that you may not even know comes over to take your ballot, it's like taking your credit card. You don't know what's going to happen with your vote once he leaves your driveway. Anyway, the Supreme Court is probably going to look at this, and I think, hopefully, they're going to say that this is wrong. There's a case right now in Arizona that is going on. And so this will be an interesting situation. But that is called H.R. 1. That's the first bill that the Democrats in the House put up. H.R. 1. And it's a very scary bill. It takes away the rights of states to set their own rules for their elections. It's very scary. Very scary. I think this conservative Supreme Court will smack this down, but we will find out. All right. Let's do this. We've got one other thing. We're going to be talking about this one with David Ditch, too. You know that Vice President Kamala Harris cast the tie-breaking vote yesterday afternoon, in the COVID-19 bill. So it literally went 50-50. 50 Democrats for, 50 Republicans against. Kamala breaks it, votes for it. So now the debate has started. And the first thing that they did was the Republicans decided to read the entire bill, word for word, which is a good thing. And I think they got through about 2 in the morning or something like that. They must have had a tag team going on with the Republicans. But we're going to talk on the other side of the break with David Ditch from the Heritage Foundation. We're going to get his 5 reasons why we should avoid another big COVID package from the federal government.
Well, I wanna, da da da, love it.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Hello there, Tampa Bay. This is former NFL and college football coach Jimmy Johnson. Listen to the Kelly Philly Show every Monday starting at 5 p.m. They can sure use the attention.
And this is former Major League Baseball player, Hall of Famer Wade Boggs. I also hope you listen to the Kelly Philly Show every Monday starting at 5 p.m. They can darn sure use the money.
Hi there. This is marine wildlife artist and conservationist Dr. Guy Harvey. Please listen to the Kelly Philly Show every Monday starting at 5 p.m. They need to feel worthy.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We are back on a Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday, as they say. And I'm delighted to have David Ditch join us. He is a research associate at the Heritage Foundation, and he has put out a piece for the Daily Caller. Five reasons to avoid another big COVID-19 package. Oh, boy, I bet, David, I could think of even more than just five, but you've got five major reasons. Welcome to Freedom Works. Let's go down some of these reasons that you say this $1.9 trillion package for the pandemic is really not something that we should be bringing into existence. Your first reason, you say that health and economic trends are positive. So you think that because of this, we can start backing off?
Yeah, I mean, right now, if you listen to a lot of the rhetoric coming from the leadership in Washington, you would think that it was April 2020, that the virus is raging out of control, we have no means of containing it, we have 15% unemployment, and everyone's going to lose their homes. The fact of the matter is right now the economy is weaker than it was before the virus hit, but it's not anywhere near as bad as it was during the majority of the Obama administration, and it's getting better. The COVID vaccines are helping to really crush the incidence of disease. I mean, every single day, fewer people are dying, fewer people getting infected, fewer people in the hospital. And if we just keep doing what we're doing in terms of getting shots in arms, we're going to get the virus under control in no time.
Indeed. All right. And I think you make good sense. Everybody sees that things are on the upswing again, and hopefully we're over that that mountain. Your second reason, enacted relief spending is enough for the economy. Do we not have a bunch of money that we have already passed that has not, in fact, been spent on this?
Yeah, so right now Congress has enacted about $4 trillion, with a T, trillion dollars worth of spending on, you know, just on the virus and on the economy. And of that, about $1 trillion is still out there for the taking. Some of that is in business loans. Some of that is in various benefit programs that might or might not be used over the coming months. But to put in perspective, $1 trillion is about as much as Congress passed to deal with the Great Recession back in 2009.
You know,
we already spent...
Mm-hmm, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, we've already spent three times that amount, and again, the same amount's going to be going out the door. So when they act as though we haven't done anything and we need to do a big package, they're ignoring what they already did last year.
Yeah. You know, isn't it scary in a way that we throw around the word trillion now? I mean, that was a word you almost never talked about 25 years ago, because nobody would expect anything would cost that much. Nothing. And now, you know, we're talking about trillion, like the word billion 25 years ago. This is this to me is kind of scary that we throw this much money around. Obviously, we're not really paying for it, are we? I mean, where is the money coming from? Are they going to raise everybody's taxes because they're spending trillions of dollars more? I mean, they talk about it, but the truth is we're just borrowing money and printing it, aren't we?
That's what's happening right now. I mean, for example, when I wrote this article just a few days ago, the national debt was $27.9 trillion, and yeah. It's gone up, and now it rounds up to $28
trillion. Yeah. I mean, this is, to me, this is the scariest scenario. I just wonder, at some point, they always say what goes up must come down, and can you imagine that crashing down? All right, and then reason number three, sprawling legislative packages are stuffed with waste and opportunism. Boy, you hit the nail on the head with that. When you start to see, go ahead and tell us some of the stuff they put in here, supposedly to help with the COVID problem.
Well, the thing I find most egregious is, so it's no surprise that Democrats and labor unions are best friends. You know, it's been that way for generations. This bill contains a $90 billion bailout for private sector union pension plans.
Oh, God.
There's no scenario, there's literally no justification for saying that this has anything to do with the economy, with COVID, because these pension plans were in rough shape, have been in rough shape for years, even when the economy was doing great.
Of course.
They want to spend $170 billion on schools, and they talk about reopening schools. The reality is we've got $50 billion that schools are going to struggle to spend on reopening efforts, and estimates are that more money in this bill for education is going to be spent in 2026 than in 2021.
Wow. We're talking with David Ditch. He is a research associate at the Heritage Foundation, and he's penned a piece for the Daily Caller called Five Reasons to Avoid Another Big COVID-19 Package. We got two more to go here, David. Your fourth reason, the federal stimulus spending is really ineffective. My God, you're kidding. We're spending all this money and it's not doing anything?
Yeah, so the biggest single line item in this package is $400 billion for cutting checks to practically every single American. And while it's oftentimes it can be politically popular to say, hey, do you want some free money? Most people are going to say, yeah, I'd like some free money. The reality is it's not free money. We're borrowing and adding to the debt to cut checks. And what happened last year when we cut checks is tens of millions of families took that money. They acted responsibly. They paid off credit card debt. They saved it. But that money didn't then get pumped back in the economy, which is supposedly the purpose of the checks. And today, with the economy in even better shape, more money is going to be used responsibly rather than people going on spending sprees, which means it's not even going to work for its intended purposes. We're going to be adding to the national credit card debt so that people can pay down their own personal credit card debt.
Yeah, of course, you're right about this. First of all, I don't even think the federal government should be involved in sending checks to anybody. I mean, if the states want to figure something out for their citizens, at least that governor and that legislature is closer to their people, you know, and kind of has more control over what their needs are. But this is so... This whole concept of sending checks out to people. And then there are a lot of people that don't get checks for one reason or another. And how do they feel when they don't get it, you know? All right. And then finally, reason five, and we touched on it, the national debt is already dangerously high. I mean, for a long time, it seemed like we were hovering at a certain amount of debt. And then all of a sudden, I guess starting with the Obama administration, in fact, by the time he came out, did he not double the debt from about $10 trillion to $20 trillion or something like that?
Yeah, it's really been striking how, I mean, regardless of which party has the White House, the debt over the last 20 years, the debt just keeps skyrocketing, and it's to the point where now it's literally an incomprehensible amount of money in total. Again, no one can really fathom what $28 trillion means, but you have to break it down. If you look at it per household, it's at $227,000 for every household across the country. That's your share.
Do you think people really believe they're going to have to come up with the money? They don't really, do they? They don't even think about it, right?
I have not seen either party put together a serious plan for dealing with this. And the thing is, it's not as though we pass this bill and then the economy is rosy and we'll start paying off the debt tomorrow. No. Even if you don't pass this bill, even if Congress doesn't pass any more legislation, the deficit is going to be $1 trillion plus per year indefinitely. And so right now when leaders are saying, oh, interest rates are low right now, so we can afford to add to the debt and it's free, that's not the case. Because we don't know what interest rates are going to be tomorrow, a year from now, or 5 years from now. And 5 years from now, every penny that we have of national debt right now is still going to be there. And if interest rates go up, we're going to have to pay interest on all of this debt, plus all the debt that's going to be accumulated between now and then.
Right. Again, we're talking with David Ditch of the Heritage Foundation. So, David, is there a chance that this is going to pass in the Senate, this bill?
Unfortunately, with the minimum wage cut out, I mean, so on the one hand, it's a good thing that the minimum wage increase isn't going through because that would destroy millions of jobs. But that was the big objection from moderates like Joe Manchin, well, moderates in quotation marks. And right now, it is very dicey. It could very well pass.
You think Manchin and there's a woman, I forget her name, that's also a moderate. Maybe they're the only two moderate Democrats left in the Senate. But we were people were kind of hanging their hopes on those two.
Yeah, Senator Sinema of Arizona.
Yes, that's right.
And I haven't seen them seriously objecting to the rest of the bill over the last couple of weeks.
Uh-oh.
They threw their hands up a little bit to say they'd like something more bipartisan, but they haven't been pushing back for a while. I haven't seen them in the headlines. And if they were going to push back hard, they would have needed to be doing it over the last couple of days. And from the instant the minimum wage got taken out of the bill, I haven't seen a peep out of them.
Okay, well, this is very scary. I was kind of hanging my hat because I don't think in the House there was a single Republican that voted for this COVID-19 package. Is that correct?
Yes, and considering the number of moderate Republicans, like especially ones from my home state of New York, who are comfortable with huge amounts of federal spending, if you couldn't get even one of them on board with this package, that shows how egregious it is.
Yeah, somebody's got to get hold of that West Virginia Democratic senator and shake him and tell him, no, we can't, you know, that's all we need. All we need is one Democrat to come over to the Republican side, because I can't see right now in the Senate any Republicans voting for this thing, although I worry about Lisa Murkowski a little bit up there in Alaska.
Yeah, you never can tell.
She's, she swings, the other way sometimes. Anyway, David, it's a pleasure to have talked with you. Thank you so very much for being on. This is such an important thing. We're going to keep our fingers crossed that it goes down. But hope to talk with you again down the road.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right. David Ditch of the Heritage Foundation. We are going to take our break. When we come back, Amazon is now censoring conservative authors. And that includes the Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas and his book. We're going to talk with that and a little bit about Dr. Seuss with the proprietor of the Barber Pole himself, Andrew Sarasi.
And I had to start again with just my children and my wife.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen.
And I'm Tracy Allen.
Please join us every weekday morning from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
You can also watch us on Facebook Live on our Good Morning Clearwater Facebook page and on YouTube. Just search Tan Talk Radio Network.
Every morning we'll be talking about current events, sports.
Yay, sports.
News, entertainment, weather, and traffic. Have an opinion? You can call us.
That's right. Join us every weekday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
We are back on a Friday. And we're here, by the way, not just on Friday. We're here Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, on the great Tan Talk Radio Network, Blankets Tampa Bay. And if you can't listen live, thanks to Big Ed, you can listen to us on podcast. He puts all our shows on podcast. All you got to do is go to our website, ourfreedomworks.com, and look up there at the top. There's the podcast button, and click on it, and away you go. ourfreedomworks.com. Well, Dr. Seuss, Dr. Seuss books are now more popular than ever. And this is always what happens when you try to censor people. They go running out to collect the book. The very book that you want to censor. But they're more popular than ever amid this controversy with apparently what some people call insensitive and racist imagery. Copies of the beloved children author's most popular books virtually flying out of the Amazon and Barnes & Noble's warehouses. Books like The Cat in the Hat, Oh, the Places You'll Go, Green Eggs and Ham. Now, those are three of the best-known ones. They were all out of stock. Now, six books have been banned. And here they are. And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, that's one of them. Then If I Ran the Zoo, then Miguel Agat's Pool, I should have said. And one's called On Beyond Zebra, then there's Scrambled Egg Super, and The Cat's Quizzer. Apparently these will no longer be printed. And that's the foundation, the Dr. Seuss Foundation, that's stopping it. But also, now Amazon is coming along and is shutting down books like one called Created Equal, Clarence Thomas, in his own words. They're literally censoring the book. What is going on? We got the proprietor of the Barber Pole himself, Andrew Ceresi. And Andrew, I know that you would love to read Dr. Seuss books when you were growing up. You must be berserk with sadness about this.
Paul, you got to be kidding me.
What?
They're sitting here censoring Dr. Seuss. Yet, did you ever hear a rap song, Paul?
Yeah, and we can't even repeat the words.
I can't even say the words over the radio.
That's correct. You're
okay?
Right.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
However, those are number one hit songs in the country with the people, yet they're censoring Dr. Seuss because a couple of illustrations.
I know.
I mean, you had Oriental people with slanted eyes, and you're saying that's offensive. They eyes.
That's, I know.
I mean, what's the big deal?
I know. I agree with you.
What's going on is totally, totally ridiculous.
And now Amazon.
We need to censor cancer culture.
Yes, it is a cancer.
And now Amazon, Amazon is losing out on all that money because the people wanted to buy those books.
That's right.
That shows how smart they are.
Exactly. Okay.
But, you know, this guy Jeff Bezos is one big moron, too, I'm getting to believe. Here you got the richest man in the world, and he's so stupid. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and he also runs the Washington Post.
What's this guy trying to prove? He's Greek. He comes from a country that socialism broke his country apart, comes here, becomes the richest man in the world, and then wants to shut down the country that made him rich.
And that's an excellent point. And now they want to cancel at Amazon Clarence Thomas. Now, he, of course, is the black conservative Supreme Court justice, and he has written a book called Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in His Own Words.
Well, you know, Paul, as far as the Supreme Court goes nowadays, I believe that Justice Thomas is the only conservative on there. Because the Supreme Court swings at everything with the liberals. I mean, I've been surprised at Kavanaugh and Amy Comey Barrett. They shocked me with what they come up with, okay? So now they're trying to censor the one man that's making sense in the Supreme Court.
Well,
why?
I know what you're talking about. Clarence Thomas, now this was, I guess, actually a documentary about him, and it vanished from Amazon streaming service. During Black History Month, during Black History Month. This is a guy that black people should hold up and say, look what you can become, no matter what the color of your skin. This guy grew up in poverty, worked his way to the Supreme Court. Sure, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. They need to get rid of all this History Month for any kind of race or whatever it is, and let's have American History Month.
Right.
You think that might be a good idea?
Yes.
People don't know what American history is. I don't care what black history is. We all know what it is. I don't care what the Italian history is. I know what that is. Okay? How about the American history? What made this country? What made this country strong? What made the people have the ideals and the beliefs they wanted? It was this country. It was the people that formed it. And what are they trying to turn it into? A cesspool to flush down the toilet.
I wonder
where do these people come from?
Yeah, exactly. I wonder how many kids today that are in school have read the Constitution. It would take them 20 minutes, not even 20 minutes. It's a short document. The same thing with the Declaration of Independence. I wonder how many of them have actually read it.
I would bet none of them.
Hardly any.
I would bet none of them.
Hardly okay? any. They're, it's
Paul,
held in contempt.
But they'll read their two-inch thick book on their cell phone on how to operate it.
Yes.
Remember that. They'll take the time to read that.
Yes, they will.
And know every feature that their phone can do. But to read anything with American history, nothing.
Yeah.
And they don't teach them in the schools. That's why these kids think that the Americans were bad. They stole this. They did that. They're not being taught, Paul.
Yes.
It's the teacher's fault. And let me tell you something. I'm losing all respect for teachers. All respect. I'm really beginning to believe what I always said was true, that the people that go to school to become teachers go to school because they want to work 9 months out of the year and get paid for 12 and have all kinds of vacations in between. They don't care two craps of what these kids are learning, Paul.
Certainly not the unions. If you look at the teachers' unions now, you know, they used to claim that they were there for the kids. And when push comes to shove, you know that that's not true. All you have to do is look at the way they are trying to keep the teachers to get their full pay while not going back and turning on the lights in the school and inviting the kids back in.
Well, Paul, look at the money the government wants to give the unions for their pension funds. What right do the unions have getting money from our government for their pension funds?
Right.
Why are taxpayers supporting their pensions, Paul? It's disgusting. Nobody supported my pension, Paul. I had to make my own.
Right.
And you know what? I'm glad I did.
Exactly.
You know, everybody's sitting here dependent. I'm entitled to this. You're entitled to nothing except paying taxes and dying. That's all you're entitled to.
I guess you're right. That's pretty much it. So you got to make your own way. You know, I think about these pension funds that are now going bankrupt in states like California and Illinois, where they continue to raise the teachers' pay and other unions' pay, and their retirement.
Well, you know, Paul.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. How are you going to work 20 years? Retire at 45 years old and get a full pension. Let's be real.
I know.
You know, you understand what I'm saying?
Where's the money going to really come from?
Exactly. And plus, you're going to be able to realize, even out of our Social Security fund, look at the money that the government took out and all we got is IOUs in.
Yeah. Now, I want to switch topics on you. Your good buddy, President Joe Biden, has not held technically held a press conference since he became president. He became president January 20th, I believe. This is March the 5th. He hasn't held a press conference. What's going on?
Well, did you see him give one of his speeches the other day when he stood up and he says, "What am I doing here? What am I doing here?"
Well, remember what he said, "Okay, I guess I'll take some questions from."
They cut him off.
The thing went.
I said, "I saw this picture. There. It reminded me when I was a kid when they were shutting down the television station at night."
Yeah, you got the little test pattern.
They will not let him on the air. They will not let him say anything because he can't. And people are seeing this more and more and more. They see the fence around the Capitol building, Paul. Listen, what they are trying to do to this country is destroying it. And you know what? It's just a question of when, Paul, the people will retaliate. Remember, there was only 535 of them.
That's
trying to rule 330 million people, Paul.
I think the biggest...
And it's like I said...
Go ahead.
It's like I was saying before, when they were talking about the Trump people are the ones that broke into the Capitol and they did this. Let me tell you something, Paul. I know that was a setup because I've been involved with the Trump people since 2015. Number one, we're law-abiding citizens. We will peaceful protest. Those places were broken into by Antifa, Black Lives Matters. You had that one black dude in there that got paid $70,000 from NBC and CNN to actually start an uprising, if you heard him talking, and take videos. Okay, if the Trump people wanted to storm that building and get rid of Congress, guess what, Paul? It would have been done.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's what I hear you, and a lot of people feel that way. I think most of those people that did break in there, I'm not sure they were Antifa people, and maybe they're the same kind of people that the Antifa and other rioters, they're the same kind of people. They break into things. They take it. They're opportunists and they're vandals. I don't think that the true Trump supporter would break in and go around smashing things. They just wouldn't do because they have enough respect. They have, even though they don't respect the people inside, they do respect the institution itself. They wouldn't do it.
Right. I mean, there were a few stupid people that went into
after
it was broken.
And
don't get me wrong. And they were dumb. But the fact is, if they wanted to do something, it would have been done. However, things are getting very, very close here, Paul. And I don't know how long it's going to take. I'm saying by the time this gas is $4 or $5 a gallon in July, you're going to see people getting really upset.
Well, it just did go over $4 in California. Now, they're always higher than we are on the East Coast in Florida, but that's an indication that you're right, because it just went up over $4 there just about a week ago. So there is an indication, Paul, that it's going that way.
Paul, people are having so much Biden remorse, it's unbelievable. They are actually realizing how stupid they were to vote for this guy out of hate for a man because they listened to the media. You got to hate this man. You got to hate this man. And people are stupid. They listen. Once you see what he did, now you're learning a quick lesson, aren't you? But sometimes it's too late to learn that lesson.
Yeah, no, they're learning a very hard lesson. We're talking with the Master Barber. He's very energized this morning. And finally, go ahead.
And then you got Nikki Friedbrain trying to go after Ron DeSantis. Oh, 1,200 wealthy people got shots, you know. Well, I got news for Nikki Friedbrain. There's probably 1,200 people over 80 years old that got a lot of money. They got to get their shot. Just because they got money, you go past them? No. Poor people, rich people have the same rights, period.
Correct, correct. And actually...
period. And if they met the qualification, and it's like, she's going after him because the Democrats make me laugh. They're like little tattletales in school. He's the one that threw the spitball. He threw the spitball. But they think people listen to this. They see the job Ron DeSantis is doing.
Yeah. And we've talked about Ron DeSantis. His star is still rising, as your former governor, Andrew Cuomo's star is crashing to wherever it goes. DeSantis is the golden boy right now of the Republican Party. I think I don't think he's going to run. Maybe he will, but he might not run this next time around. But
you know what gets me, Paul, with the Cuomo story? The people should be concentrating on how he lied and covered things up Instead, they're more worried about what these girls have to say. Throw the girls under the bus. I'm tired of hearing girls turning in guys for
exactly.
this. It's a bunch of baloney
yeah.
to me.
They got the wrong,
okay?
they got
let's
the
go
wrong
to
issue.
The root. Let's go to the right issue here, what's going on. And if I was Andrew Cuomo, I would sit there and say, listen, when this thing first came out, nobody knew what was going on and what was happening. I could have screwed up. I should have filled up that hospital boat maybe. But I thought I would have been doing the right thing here or there. But as far as these women go, forget about it. It's a bunch of baloney.
No, I think you're right.
And, you know, it's time they hold women accountable. When they sit there and falsely accuse somebody of something like this and ruin a person's reputation because they think they got the golden rules or whatever, these women, they need to be held accountable.
I think we have pretty much put men into a bit of a corner with, you know, men are men, women are women. Let's be honest. You know, we got along for all these years, and all of a sudden,
right.
we want to change behavior. I think you got to be very careful about that. By the way, the Wall Street Journal just is saying today that Cuomo advisors altered reports on the COVID death. So it's more than just putting them numbers from hospital to nursing home and vice versa.
Well, now, so you just said something right there. You said his advisors altered the numbers.
Yes.
Maybe he didn't know.
Yeah, right.
Not a no defense, but you don't know.
Well, now, why are you defending Andrew Cuomo?
I'm not defending
yes,
him,
you
Paul.
Are.
I'm saying what is right. I'm saying what is
okay,
right.
Okay, okay.
You know, let's find out what went on.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out why the nursing homes were flooded, why he didn't use the ships. I mean, great, he was trying to make Trump look like a fool, probably, and he messed up there, and he should be held accountable for it.
Well, yeah, but it's not just messing up. It's actually denying or lying about the numbers.
This is what I'm saying. Who lied? Him or the advisors?
No.
They're saying the advisors did it.
Cuomo was in charge of that. He's the one. The buck stops there. That's what Truman always said, and it's true. Cuomo was at the head.
Okay,
he's the governor.
But then that's what they should be going after.
Correct.
Not going after the sexual abuse.
I agree.
Things. That shouldn't even be part of it.
I'm confused, too.
Think that's the heavy artillery.
Sounds like him and Cuomo have a boat, bought a boat together or something.
I think they might have. And just because you're an Italian with the same first name, you don't have to like the guy.
Next thing you know, he's going to call Nancy Pelosi a great gal.
Yeah, there's another Italian.
Oh, God, don't tell that to me, please.
There we go.
You're ruining my reputation.
Yeah. Can you imagine if a photo came out of Nancy Pelosi, Andrew Cuomo, and Andrew the Master Barber, all
the three of them together.
In
the boat.
Well,
It would be Andrew Cerasi's boat. He's got a beautiful, or he did have a beautiful boat. I was on it. It was a great boat. Oh, gosh. We're going crazy here. But anyway, Andrew, it's always a pleasure.
All I can say is pray for this country, because right now we need it bad.
A little later, we're going to talk about Biden's acuity or lack thereof. So you're right. Okay.
All right,
thank
guys.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
You have a good weekend.
See you later, Ed. Talk to you Monday.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Energized as always, the Master Barber. All right, we're going to take our break. And indeed, when we come back, we're going to talk about Joe Biden and what's going on upstairs.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Join Joe Pippin for Ask an Attorney Radio Show, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. Ask an Attorney is Florida's longest-running radio show for over 35 years now. So if you've got a question for an attorney, call Joe Pippin during his live radio show. Ask a question. Get an answer. Free of charge, of course. Saturday mornings, live from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Or to contact Joe Pippin directly, call 727-586-3306.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back for the final segment on a Friday, March the 5th of Freedom Works. We thank you so very much for being with us. Well, President Joe Biden took a swipe at Republican governors in Texas and Mississippi on Wednesday. He accused them of Neanderthal thinking, because they wanted to open up their state. And that got me to thinking about the thinking of Joe Biden. And I'm beginning to worry about his thinking process. The guy is 78 years old, has not held a news conference since he took office. That alone should make you wonder and worry about what is going on with him.
Something else, too.
Go ahead.
You know, he's made some appearances, not speeches, but he's, you know, where he's explained a couple things. If you notice, on every one of those, Kamala Harris is sitting right behind him. Now, when did you ever see Trump with Pence behind him
right. All
the time?
Yeah.
Look, every one of them, everyone, she's sitting off to the left.
I mean, we can make jokes about it.
No, I'm not joking about it.
No, you're not. No, I'm saying we, and we all as a group can make jokes about the acuity, but it's not a joke. It's a concern. That's what I mean.
He looks very lethargic. And he hasn't done anything yet. You know, the amount of running around that Trump did going here and there and there. You know, look, it took him a week to get to Texas after the storm.
I think the curtain eventually has to open on this.
Yeah, I think we've said it all along that at some point we think he's going to bow out for some reason. Moves her right in. Maybe that's why she's over-the-shoulder training, as we call it.
I think, and a lot of us get to that point, I think it's this the job... You've got to have mental acuity, and you've got to have endurance. Those are two things, and I don't think he's got either one of them. And I worry about it, and I worry about it for our country. And I think we're going to find out relatively soon that he's not up for it.
I think within a month. I said he'd be out in 6 months, but I want to say maybe 3 to 4.
It's getting scary out there. It's getting
scary.
And
then you get Kamala Harris, and then she gets to pick her vice president.
Yeah, that's pretty scary, too.
Yeah. What if she picks someone like AOC? But I don't think those two get along.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you're right. Those two don't get along.
I hope not. God, that would be terrible.
No, they don't get along.
Oh, my. Anyway, before we go to our top 10, we have a good one, Billboard's top 10 best songs of 2020. I wanted to talk about a game I was watching last night, Ed, that... It crushed me. I'm a Chicago Blackhawks fan.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And I was watching this game, and they were in overtime. It's a 5-minute overtime, I think it is. Mm-hmm. And then they play 3-on-3, which I find
I love that part.
Very exciting, 3-on-3. Open ice, you know, and you could watch them. They're almost like doing ballet with that.
Yep.
Anyway, the time was literally expiring as the puck went across the goalie line. For the Lightning, I was hoping.
0.1 seconds.
Yes, exactly. It was almost like it was preordained or scripted.
Yep.
But I took comfort in the fact that the Blackhawks and the Lightning first played each other at the beginning of this season, and this is a much better Blackhawk team now. I think they are competitive, so
yeah.
I took it. Anyway, I just want to get your thought. Are the Lightning, you know, they score in bunches. Are they as good as they were last year?
At this point, I think they're better. And Vasilevskiy is just playing lights out. I mean, how many quarters did he actually go without a period?
He set a Lightning record for most minutes without allowing a goal.
He added one last night.
He finally added one last night in the second period.
Is it 10? Something like that.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. He's got the record... for most minutes without a goal being scored for the Lightning.
Yeah.
So that's great. All right, sir. Very good. All right. Another topic you like, Ed, because you used to do a lot of disc jockeying. is the song world, and we came up with Billboard, you know, Billboard magazine, the top 10 best songs of 2020. Now, I'll be honest with you. I've lost touch with these. I want to see if you have or not. Okay, we'll find out. Here you go. Top 10 Billboard songs of 2020. Number 10. The song's called Break My Heart by Dua Lipa, L-I-P-A. Have you even heard of this?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever heard the song?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Okay. So you do know. All right. Good for you. I did not know. Number 9. Rockstar is the name of the song. Do you know about it? DaBaby Feet and Roddy Ricch. Are the two people that...
I live for Paul Molloy to try to knock out these hip names.
All right, man.
And then we're you're gonna name some towns in Hawaii next.
Oh, my God. I already tried that. Anyway, after a successful rookie campaign in 2019, DaBaby avoided the sophomore slump with this song. All right, number 8. Mood.
Okay, that's an easy one for you.
Why?
Well, I remember...
I don't know the song.
There's an artist... Flo Rida, and you called him Florida one time.
24K Gold of Feet. How do you sign that on your check?
No, don't you know what the feet means? Featuring.
I don't care.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
Yeah, now I remember.
You learned something from the last one.
Oh, so it's DaBaby.
Featuring whatever.
You're right, featuring. Yeah. That's right. I didn't learn. I forgot about it. That's why I'm doing this. I was wondering why the feet. What's the word is feet? All right, number 7. Dynamite. You know that song?
Yes.
BTS. Okay. Yeah. We better run along here. Number 6. Say So. You know that one?
No, I don't know that one.
Doja Cat. The disco pop revival was led in part by Doja Cat's funky smash hit, thanks to an upbeat dance hook. That doesn't beat around the bush. All right. Number 5. WAP. W-A-P or WAP. Not WAP. We're going to do WAP later. And that will be a duet between Andrew Cuomo and Andrew
in the boat.
I'm getting in trouble. All right. Number 4. Adore You by Harry Styles. You know that one?
Yes.
Okay, Harry Styles, Adore You, one of those perfect pop gems that only arrive so often. All right, number 3, Savage. Do you know that one?
I think so, yeah.
It's by Megan Thee Stallion, T-H-E-E, Megan Thee Stallion. And it's the song became a national obsession thanks to a raunchy dance challenge on TikTok featuring Meg. Maybe they mean Megan, but Meg, at her most confident, clever, and magnetic. Mm-hmm. There you go. All right, number 2. Blinding Lights?
Yep.
It's by The Weeknd?
Yes.
Okay, the numbers speak for themselves, don't they? In addition to Blinding Lights ending up the number 1 Hot 100 song of the year, the longstanding mega hit has enjoyed record-setting stays in the chart's top 5 and top 10 regions, as well as a top Billboard's all-format radio songs airplay. All right, my friend, we're at number 1. What do you think?
No idea.
Okay. It's Lady Gaga.
Gaga.
I know, I'm just kidding. Lady Gaga, Rain on Me.
Yeah.
Do you know the song?
Yes, I do.
It's a good song? All right, there you go. He wants me off. I guess I better get off. Mm-hmm. Listen, thank you so much, everybody. We will be back on Monday. Do remember, freedom works.